This audio presentation is the teaching of Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Physical and Spiritual Guidelines for Motherhood, was delivered on May 10th, 2020. Here now is Jennifer.
All right, good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Before we get into today's message, I just wanted to thank Pastor Scott for being the leader that he is and for doing all that he does for everyone. God is truly made evident through the ways and words of he and his family. I also want to thank him for the message that he shared last week about anxiety. Personally, it really helped me get through this past week, not because I had felt anxious about delivering this message or that it was my first week back in the office after surgery, quarantine, stay-at-home orders, not even because it had been 2.5 months since I filled in my eyebrows or dyed my hair, and I wasn't sure I would know how to do it. But it wasn't anything like that. What many of you don't know is that every time I get to share a message, about a week prior to sharing, a certain person in my house, my husband, James, he unintentionally tries to freak me out with his incessant questions and nervousness. Before, it used to be, are you done with your message? Are you sure? Do you need help? Maybe you should call Pastor Scott and ask him for help. Are you sure you're ready? Maybe just call Pastor Scott. Print out a solid copy instead of having it on the tablet, because what if the tablet doesn't work? I've come to expect it from him. This past week, however, it's changed from questioning my readiness to a constant mention of, I can't wait for your message. You're all done with your notes. I know you're ready. Not so much as boost of confidence or encouragement, but more so other ways of asking if I'm ready without actually asking. You know, one thing that he did say really stuck with me. It was, I know you're ready. And I know you're going to be ready too, because I know Pastor Scott has been asking my husband to do a message. So just letting you know, buckle up, buttercup, the Anxiety Express is coming. So when he told me, I know you're ready, I thought quite a bit about it. And as I was going through my notes for today's message, part of being a mom means you're always ready. You have to be. Being a mom requires that you wear many different hats all at the same time. At times, a mom is called to be not just a mom, but a friend, a confidant, a teacher. And just as a side note, to all the homeschooling parents, I give you, like, the load of props, because I was home for a large part of this quarantine, and I've come to realize just how very amazing and awesome you all are. It's not easy at all. And who changed the math? Because these kids, with their math, I wasn't able to help them at all. We're going to call Uncle Scott for that. Anyway, being a mom, you also get to be a housekeeper, a chauffeur, a doctor, a nurse, a chef, a cheerleader. You get to be everything. The list goes on. And we get to do all these things, all while trying to hold down a job and keep your household ready, prepared, and in order. This brings me to my first point today. Number one, don't forget to rest. In the New Living Translation, Exodus chapter 18, verse 14, it says, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he asked, what are you really accomplishing here? Why are you trying to do all of this alone while everyone stands around you from morning till evening? Now, before James and I started dating, I was a single mom of three. A single mom with children who have various health issues, I didn't know how to rest. My papa used to tell me, moms are like superwomen. They work from sun up till sundown, with the word sun being spelled S-O-N. Man, was he right. Not just sons, though, daughters too. Moms are up at old dark 30 every morning, and they go to bed the same. We carry a lot on our shoulders, and at times, we forget to seek the help and assistance of others, or sometimes we don't feel that we can. In fact, a lot of arguments between James and I during the first year we dated stem from me not seeking his help in things, not realizing that we were a team. I was used to relying only on myself, doing everything on my own, as so many mothers are. Something had to change, and it did. It was in coming to know, love, and serve God that I finally felt comfortable enough to rest and relinquish control and let the great I Am have complete control over my life, and in so doing it, allow my husband and others around me to help. You can too. Give everything to God. Stop holding on and just be held. It is so reassuring and comforting to know that He has your back 24/7. Now God still calls us to carry our share and do our part to the best of our abilities. But I can't stress this enough. Don't forget to rest. Now my grandpa also used to say, "You're no good to anyone if you don't take care of yourself too." He was right again. Remember that. God wants you rested. He wants you at your very best. He doesn't want what's left over at the end of the day, but He wants your very best all day, every day. Do your part and let Him handle the rest. Exodus chapter 35, verse 2 says, "For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day you should have a holy day, a Sabbath of complete rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death." Now, just in case you didn't catch it the first time around, it is basically repeated for you again in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3, where it says, "For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings." Sometimes as moms, we don't feel we can or get to rest. There's not enough time. Now, I'm sure the last thing you want to do is disobey direct orders from the man above. So just remember, even he is telling you to rest. My second point this morning, do pray, trust, and believe. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." When it comes to raising children, a lot of times it feels that we as mothers say and do the same things over and over and over again. At times it feels like we aren't making any progress and everything that we try to teach them is going in one ear and out the other. I know that at some point or another, we've all told our kids, "Listen the first time I talk to you," or "How many times I gotta tell you?" I can't tell you how many times I've said those words. At times, it can sometimes feel that nothing you say is sinking in, and you end up questioning if you're doing the right thing in the way you're parenting your child. I can't tell you how many times I've cried out to the Lord asking Him to show me how to get these kids to listen. I always revert back to this verse for comfort and peace. But if you ask James, he says the correct answer is you gotta spank them. Exodus chapter 13, verse 18 says, "So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness toward the Red Sea. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle." I read something a few weeks ago that said that the children who are graduating this year are among the strongest that have ever been, and that they are destined for greatness. These children were born during or just after the 9/11 attacks and are now ending their senior years in high school in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of these children have not been able to enjoy the much anticipated experiences of proms, senior luaus, and they're not going to be able to celebrate their accomplishment of graduating as they walk the line alongside their fellow classmates, receive their diplomas, and ultimately flip their tassels, signifying the commencement of their high school careers. As mothers and fathers, grandparents, uncles, aunties, we've all prayed for these and all children from the day they were born. We have prayed for many things, Among these things were prayers for them to always put God first and to be prepared and to be able to withstand any storm they are placed in. We have taught them who God is and to have faith, trust, and hope in him. We have taught them that nothing is impossible with God. Now, things have not gone the way any of them have expected things to go, but because of the God-fearing, strong moral fiber you've instilled in them, they are indeed like an army ready for battle. Luke chapter 1, verse 45 says, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord." Moms, if nothing else, these children have learned through your examples. They've learned that if you give it to God, believe in him, and follow his instruction, that whatever it is, if it is of his will for your life, things will come to fruition, all in his way and on his timing. All they need to do is believe. Point number 3, don't doubt yourself. Luke chapter 9, verse 13 says, "But Jesus said, 'You feed them.' 'But we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish,' they answered. 'Or are you expecting us to go out and buy enough for this whole crowd?'" The times are certainly a lot different now than when I was growing up. So many more things to worry about and do. And now with COVID-19, so many more policies and procedures. And no matter what is happening around us, we need to maintain a close and personal relationship with God. It is so much more important to be aware of what's going on within us than around us. Remember the parable of the mustard seed? All we need is to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and he will handle the rest. He will provide everything we need when we need it if we just believe in him and do our part. He will not leave us nor forsake us. And if you need reassurance, take a look at Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. There it clearly says, "What's more, I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised you." So you see, even on the days when you freak out and need to punish your children, or on the days that you feel like wringing their necks because you've gotten yet another call, email, or letter from the school saying that they didn't do their homework, or was talking stories all class long instead of doing work, and you feel like you're losing it, you aren't. You're exactly where God called you to be. Remember that promise. He will always be with you. Now, our last point this morning, number 3, don't worry. As moms, we tend to overthink a lot of things. We worry when we really shouldn't, and we are always trying to plan ahead for all the what ifs in life and the what could happen or what couldn't happen. All I have to say is don't do it. Stop worrying. Luke 12, verse 25 poses the question, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Well, can it? I want you to really think about it. Worrying has never caused anything but more things to worry about. More stress, more anxiety. There are some things that no matter how much we try, we cannot control. Cast all your cares and worries and fears and doubts onto God. Let him handle it all. Luke 13, verse 21 says, "It is like the yeast a woman used in making bread. Even though she only put a little yeast in 3 measures of flour, it permeated every part of the dough." Now, I had made mention earlier about the graduating class of 2020. James and I are blessed to be parents to one of these fine young men. Our Josiah will be graduating on the 22nd of this month. Not the traditional way that we're all used to, but in their own unique way. When he was a baby and would do something naughty and I would scold him, my grandpa would always jump in and tell me not to scold him and say, "Let them be little, let them sleep in the middle." It's a line from a country song that he really liked. I never paid too much attention to that, but now that Josiah is getting ready to graduate in a couple of weeks, I wish I had done just that. I wish I could go back to when he was little, and enjoy it a little more instead of always worrying about everything. The fact of the matter is, they're only little for a little while, and before you know it, they're grabbing their diplomas and they're heading off to college. We have very little time with them as children, time in which we need to try our very best to teach them all that we can. Just like the scripture says about the littlest amount of yeast permeating the dough, that's what God has called us to be in our children's lives. He just wants us to be that little bit of yeast that nurtures them and helps them to grow into strong, independent, God-fearing adults. Now, on Mother's Day, moms around the world receive all kinds of gifts and flowers, roses mostly, as they are beautiful and fragrant, a reflection of a mother's own fragrance and beauty. Though they are beautiful, when I think about gifts for Mother's Day, I would prefer a cactus. Cactuses or cacti, I don't know, remind me of mothers the most because roses wilt and fade, and before you know it, they're gone. But cactuses, no matter what is going on around them, they withstand all the elements, just like moms. One last thank you, probably one of the most important ones. I just want to thank all of the mothers out there. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You've been listening to Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii typically meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kea, Hawaii. During the quarantine, we are meeting online with Facebook Live. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.